Only after it became clear that Milosevic would be extradited did Secretary of State Colin Powell decide to send a U.S. delegation to Brussels for today's donors conference for Yugoslavia. The United States is expected to pledge about $100 million to Belgrade, aid that's contingent on Yugoslavia's further cooperation with the War Crimes Tribunal. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports that the extradition of Milosevic is a victory for U.S. policy.
President Bush called the transfer of Milosevic an unequivocal message that those who brought tragedy and brutality to the Balkans will be held accountable for their crimes. Secretary of State Powell said it will make it easier for the United States to provide Yugoslavia with aid.
I'm pleased that he is being brought to justice to face the International Criminal Tribunal, and I'm pleased that American pressure played a considerable role in that.
Most experts agree the Bush foreign policy team does deserve credit for taking a firm line on the Yugoslav government. Ivo Dalder of the Brookings Institution says the U.S. policy was effective, encouraging Belgrade authorities to cooperate in exchange for aid.
Clearly, U.S. pressure helped to set the benchmark and to change the nature of the debate within Serbia. The issue became, should we protect Milosevic and the nationalism he represents and forgo aid, or should we take the international assistance that is out there? That became the debate, Milosevic or money. And in the end, the Serb government and the people chose, rightly, I think, for money.
Former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Bill Richardson, says now Washington has to deliver and support the Serbian leaders who handed over Milosevic and the people who voted Milosevic out of office last year. Richardson called the handover a triumph for the Serbs and for the Bush administration.
We had to move a number of European countries. We had to move several reluctant forces within Yugoslavia that wanted to use the local criminal court that was basically a Milosevic-appointed constitutional court. So it's a good victory for the international community, for the UN system, for the rule of law, for the Serbian people, for the Bush administration. And it followed a good policy by the Clinton administration to create this Hague Tribunal Court.
The transfer of Milosevic, he says, should give the UN tribunal some teeth. That's what human rights activists who have been documenting war crimes in the Balkans have been seeking. Richard Dicker of Human Rights Watch calls Milosevic's transfer to the tribunal an unprecedented development, sure to strengthen international justice.
This really is the first time that a former head of state has been brought to trial before an international court on crimes of war and crimes against humanity. The importance of that can't be overstated.
Milosevic is accused of war crimes committed in Kosovo, but the UN prosecutors are expected to bring a case against him for earlier war crimes in Bosnia-Herzegovina as well. Washington still wants to see Belgrade transfer more war crimes suspects and provide documentation that could help prosecutors at The Hague. A State Department official said that kind of cooperation will be needed for Belgrade to receive the promised U.S. aid. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.